Sing that chorus, Brother Jeff. Can we?
More and more about Jesus.
More and more about Jesus. More and more about Jesus. More.
Mind if we sing that one more time? More and more about Jesus. Let's sing as our friends are coming in. More, more about Jesus. More, more about Jesus. More of His saving fullness. More of His love who died for me. Amen. Amen. There's so much more. It was interesting. I woke up this morning. I was sitting just thinking a little bit. And I thought about what it's going to be like to be in eternity. You ever wonder about that? I think maybe my thinking went to that because today is my father's birthday. And it's also the day he went to be with the Lord. I remember when I called the people to carve his, to put the information on the stone. The fellow called me back and said, "Are you sure you gave me the right day? You gave me your father's birthday." And I said, "No, it's right. It's right." But I thought about being in heaven, what that must be like. I'll tell a little story on Greg, or in our family, we call him Hopper. That's from when he was little. But his brother Dan, some of you might know him, he comes up here and cooks every once in a while. When he was a little bit younger, He was afraid that something in him that made him afraid of heaven and of eternity. And Mom, Dad, you know, talked to me about it. And, you know, we were out to dinner one night and started talking to him a little bit. I said, you know, we got on the subject and I said, "You know, Dan, why, what is it about that makes you afraid?" And he says, "Well, we're going to be there forever and ever." And that's scary. Yes, in his mind, there was something about that, you know, nothing, I guess, forever is good, you know, especially when you're a kid, you get bored, and you know, some of us still have ADD, don't we? We do one thing today, and then we move on, we get bored with something. But, you know, I said to him, I said, "You know, Dan," I said, "it's interesting," and I didn't come up with this. C.S. Lewis writes a little bit about this. I said, "You know, you have to understand that we're not going to get bored in heaven. And do you know why we're not going to get bored in heaven? It's because we're going to be with God, who is limitless. His creativity, there's no end to it. Every day is going to be better than the next." Lewis refers to it as waking up every morning as if it's the first day of summer vacation. And it's going to feel like that every day. It's going to be like that. And I said, "Well, that's not bad. As a teacher, I like that. Isn't that great that I get every year, I get to have, remember those old days? Summer vacation." I get that every year. Just means I kind of change jobs. But you know, why is heaven going to be so marvelous? It's because of what we just sang. Because of what we experience now, even. There's going to be more, 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 more. We have some of our kids in our church that like to go to Great Adventure. Some of you have heard of that, Six Flags Great Adventure. And it's a pretty intense place. I took a group of them there for a Christian concert recently. And, you know, one of their things is all of these big roller coasters. And it seems like every year there's a new one. You know, every year there's something a little faster, a little bit higher. You know, there was one year, I remember it was the Batman ride where you're riding underneath the track and there's nothing below you but sky. And it's flipping you around. And now they got this one, Kingda Ka, supposed to be the highest in the world. And, you know, in certain weather, the top of it disappears. You can't see it. It's in the clouds. It's that high. And boy, you know, bigger, faster. I know you're all going to, when you go home, I know you're all going to want to run down there and jump on that, right? I don't know what they have down Busch Gardens and all that area. I know they got some pretty big ones there, too. But, you know, it's every year the fans are waiting to see, you know, what's going to be. You know, what's the new ride going to be? What's the excitement going to be? But, you know, when you think about God and His limitlessness, His creativity, it's going to be like that in heaven. Every day, new, more. It's going to be like, you're going to think, can it get any better than this? And guess what? The answer is yes, yes. But now what I wanted to bring out about this is, now that's heaven. But what about now? What about now? There is so much more to be found in Jesus. There is so much more territory for us to take, more victories for him to win in our lives, more intimate our walk to become with him. Every day, more. That was impressed on me a few years ago. I was at a men's retreat. It wasn't Promise Keepers. It was another one. And you know, that's the thought it started with. The leader stood up and he says, I want to start with this. You're all in different places in your walk with the Lord. Some of you have been following him for decades. Some of us can mark off our walk with the Lord perhaps in parts of centuries. Some of us maybe for just a few years. There were some perhaps even a few months. He said, but I want to tell you this. No matter where you're at, there is more. There is more. There is more. Let's not be satisfied, but let's go on. More. Deeper. Deeper. Some of you are familiar with the stories of Narnia. You're familiar with the Chronicles of Narnia? In that last book, the last battle, and Aslan is taking the children and them all to that country. You know what he keeps saying to them? Higher up, further in, higher up, further in, higher up, further in. And that's what we want to experience. More, higher up, further in. Can we sing that song? I'm pressing on the upward way. Is that in here? I think that's in our book. I had a different song, but I want to sing that. Is that all right? Do you mind? Thank you, Brother Jeff. I should have known when Waldfogel here would have that right at the tip of his tongue. Thank you. 321, Higher Ground. Let's sing it. I'm pressing on the upward way. How many of you have ever been top of a mountain, maybe on top of a skyscraper, maybe been to the top of the Empire State Building? Remember years ago being on top of the World Trade Centers? What happens when you get up there? What happens to you when you're way up there, up on top? I think of some of those men and women who have stood on the top of Everest, the top of the world. What happens? You get scared. Yeah, right? You have a little fear of heights? Ooh. Oh, what a view. Things get cleared up. Nothing in your way. Nothing to distract you, right? Nothing blocking. You can see forever as long as the air is clear. Sure. What else?
You think of God.
Ah, don't you feel closer to the Lord often? Yes. What else?
Above your problems.
Yeah, I thought of that too. You know, all that stuff down there. You know, that when you're down on ground level, it's so big, you know, all those trucks. And see that truck that came in here today? I'm a walking eye, so I got to see this. I see how this guy's going to do this. Hope this guy can drive. We end up in the lake fishing him out of the drink there, huh? Soggy rolls for lunch, I guess, right? But you know, all that stuff that seems so big when you're down at ground level, all of a sudden what happens to it? Shrinks like ants. It all of a sudden looks very insignificant, doesn't it? What else happens when we go up high, when you're up high?
Get lightheaded.
Yeah, the atmosphere changes, doesn't it? The air changes. I kid around sometimes, you know, I'm fairly tall, not excessively so, but fairly tall. Once in a while, somebody will be standing on a little step or something, and they'll say, oh, I'm as tall as you. I was like, how do you like the air up here? It's much better than way down there, isn't it? But the atmosphere changes. Well, take every one of those and apply it to our spiritual walk. As we go higher, as we go higher. Lead me higher up the mountain. One of the songs that's, I think, in the camp book, of course, because we're up in the mountains, you know. Coming up the North Way, by the way, you know, you hit that section, right? Just off up north of Lake George, and all of a sudden, here you go. Got that lane for slow-moving traffic, you know, and you go blowing by them at 90 miles an hour because you want to get to camp. By the way, when I was coming up, Brother Eddie said, watch by exit 24. Every time I've come up, I've seen a cop. And I told Brother Jefferson, when you see your dad, tell him, I didn't see a state trooper there at 24, but they were everywhere else. They were everywhere else. But you get that second, you start to climb. And even, you know, as we were riding with some of the fellas that were coming up with me, Nick, one of our assistant cooks, all of a sudden, we all said, Feel your ears? The pressure was starting to change. Why? Because we were going up. We were going up. We were going up. Well, how about in our spiritual walk as we go up, up, up? What happens? The things of this world begin to recede. They don't go away. We have to deal with them. I mean, we're not ostriches. We don't put our heads in the sand. But there's their significance changes, pales in the light as we begin to get higher in the light. There's not as much stuff, whether it be clouds or pollution or smog or whatever it is, between us and the light. The air becomes clearer. We get to see further. The eyes of our heart, of our soul, our spiritual eyes begin to see more. Things open up to us. Boy, let's climb. Let's climb. Somebody said the other day, I don't know if it was some of the staff or something, they just went up first brother for a little ways. I don't know, what do they call that? Little sister or something, that first little rise there? That was new to me. I never heard that. I'd been coming here for how many years? But I said, oh, why? Well, why'd you guys go up there? We just felt like it. Hey, great reason. Great reason. Well, you know, let's climb today. Let's climb. Why? Because there's more. There's more. And the more and the higher and the deeper that we go in. These words all basically mean the same thing. The deeper we go into God, the higher we climb with Him, the more wonderful our experience will be. And so let's sing this and purpose in your heart. Maybe the Lord would like to take you a few steps higher today. Maybe He'd like you to take you a little further on in your walk with Him. Let's not stay stagnant, but let's go. Let's climb, all right? Let's sing that fourth verse. Gentlemen, shall we?
I want to scare the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I'll pray till heaven I found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet up higher ground.
Let's sing it one more time, slowly and as a prayer.
Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lead me higher up the mountain. Give me faith.
there's a chorus that we sing. Maybe some of you have heard it. It's written by a contemporary Christian artist, but it says, "Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you." And then it repeats, and it says, "And step by step, you'll lead me, and I will walk in your ways." And that always impresses me, as you said that, Brother Kai, because I know, you know, sometimes when you think of the big picture, kind of can get overwhelming. But that's not how the Lord leads us. He leads us step by step. I think sometimes that's why he doesn't always show us everything, Brother Jeff, you know? I mean, I don't know. But sometimes I think he says, you know what? I'm God. I'll take care of the big stuff. I'll just reveal to you what you need to know each step. And so it says, step by step, he'll lead me. But then the second part goes hand in hand with it. And I will walk in your way. He leads, but we have to follow, as we heard last night about the sheep. We have to walk in his way. May that be truly said of each one of us. And thank God that step by step, he leads us. I'm sorry, Brother Steve, but we're going to just sing one more. I saw you getting up. I was going to stop you. Poor guy. No rest for the weary. I'd like us to sing Jesus Calls Us. 357. Let's sing that. Just a few verses of that. 357. Jesus calls us. He calls us. What does he say? Follow me. Follow me. And look at someone this morning who was called in a very unusual way. And it's not Daniel. I'm going to move on just a little bit. 357, Jesus calls us. All together. Jesus calls us o'er the tumult of our lives while restless seas. Day by day his sweet voice soundeth, saying, Christian, follow me. Jesus calls us from the worship of the vain world's golden store, from each idol that would keep us, saying, Christian, love me more. In our joys and sorrows, days of toil and hours of ease, still he calls in cares and pleasures, Christian, love me more than these. Jesus calls us by thy mercies, Savior, may we hear thy call. Serve and love thee best of all. Amen. 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 Answer that prayer, Lord, for us.